music has deep effects on the mind and body. As we listen to a song I wrote called Shenkago, let the music penetrate deeply into your consciousness. Music can touch the soul of people, regardless of their language, time, or culture. Music, listened to in a mindful way, becomes a form of meditation. Composer and musician Paul Winter has observed that, by listening to music, we can be brought back to beginner's mind, with the child in each of us reawakened by our allurement to sound and our natural yearning to resonate with the world. Music can also function as music therapy to reduce stress, pain, and help heal the body of illness. Listening to the music of classical composers like Mozart or Bach can be wonderful music therapy. Clinical research studies have found that listening to music can reduce blood pressure, heart rate, stress, anxiety, and pain, including cancer pain and pain after major surgery. Musical styles other than classical music can also produce these beneficial effects. Which particular musical selections work well as music therapy varies from person to person. It is usually best to find a musical style that the person already likes, and familiar songs are often the most evocative. One of my favorite musical styles is jazz. Extraordinary jazz saxophonist John Coltrane practiced meditation for many years, and you can hear a meditative quality in many of his improvisations. Duke Ellington used to invite his audiences to become more physically involved in his music by playfully explaining to them that by routining one's finger snapping and choreographing one's earlobe tilting, one discovers that one can become as cool as one wishes to be. Just like meditation, music, as well as dancing, can create a here-and-now state of mindfulness. Zen teacher Alan Watts points out that when we listen to or make music, we are not just trying to get to the end of the piece, but we are focused on the here-and-now, note-by-note experience. Likewise, when dancing, we are not aiming to arrive at a particular place on the dance floor, as we would on a journey. When we dance, the journey itself is the point. When we play music, the playing or listening itself is the point. And as in any form of meditation, we come to realize that the point of life is always arrived at in the immediate moment. Try spending a few minutes every day mindfully listening to music. You will come to feel how music can be a doorway to greater happiness. It may even improve your physical health and spiritual well-being. In order to listen to music mindfully, one must be totally concentrated on the sound of the music and the feel of the rhythm. Enjoy the melody, the harmony, and any lyrics. Let the music take you on a journey. Pat your foot, clap your hands, snap your fingers, bob or tilt your head in time with the beat, or sway with your whole body. As an exercise in music meditation, let's now listen to another selection of music. We will be listening to a song I wrote entitled Fantasyland. It's a song about the childlike wonder of a beginner's mind and how happiness can be derived right now from elements within you and around you. Center yourself and ease your breath, and let the sound become a focus for meditation. Feel the cares of the world melt away as your breath slows and your mind rests in the beauty of the present moment.